Hello, and welcome to InspecTech, the evident, non-destructive testing podcast. My name is Émilie Péloquin, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. This podcast is all about NDT and the incredible people that work into our industry. I've been in this industry for just over a decade now, and I'm still amazed by the incredible people that I get to work with and how tightly this community is connected. On this show, I have the chance to welcome experts from the field to chat about everything and anything from challenging applications to new trends and even tips and tricks on how to improve your NDT game. I hope you'll enjoy the unique insight that our guests are sharing with us and that it will inspire others to also want to help in making this world a safer place. In today's episode, we travel across the world to take you to the 16th Asia-Pacific Conference for Non-Destructive Testing in Melbourne, Australia, so you get to experience the conference from the comfort of your home. We were lucky to have our very own Graham Maxwell to walk the conference floor and to chat with the attendees and exhibitors. Graham has been in the NDT industry for over 26 years and with us at Olympus or Evident for the past 17 years, serving many roles from National Advanced Technical Support in NDT to Sales Manager to Business Development Manager and Business Unit Manager. And now Graham is a Key Account Manager, maintaining strong relationships with current customers and connecting new opportunities in the Asia-Pacific region. We hope you enjoyed this snippet of the 2023 APC NDT Conference. But first off, let's check in with our very own Graham Maxwell. Graham, thank you so much for joining today.
It's an absolute pleasure, Emily, to join you today.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the APC NDT conference or the Asia-Pacific conference of NDT that you attended and that you were kind enough to collect some of the feedback from the guests that were over there. You know, it had been a while since we were able to attend in person in that area, in that region. And so, yeah, you were able to go over there. How was that experience?
It was terrific, Emily. The standout to begin with was the conference, obviously due to COVID, had been postponed several times. Yeah. And even with the final date being published, we weren't sure who was going to come and who was going to come from the rest of Asia, such as, you know, Korea and Taiwan. And it was a bit touch and go there for a while, but the conference together came together very, very well.
Very nice. And you were able to interview for us a few of the folks attending, some of our customers. What was the main questions you had for them? You know, what were you curious about? What you wanted to know from their experience over there?
I think it was a very personal approach, and it was a broad range of customers that I was able or lucky enough to speak to, and some were training academies, the other three were inspection companies, and we're talking about national, some of the largest inspection companies in Australia. And it was very interesting because I started off with a sort of set format and, you know, how's business and how are you finding the conference what did you like most about it? And it was very interesting, a couple of the directions that the interviewees took in the end. It was quite fascinating.
That's great. What was your biggest takeaway, or what did you find over there that was interesting or different maybe than even prior COVID? Was there anything that stood out?
Yeah, I think the fraternity amongst the delegates. I know Charles Perry from SRG Global, when I asked him what's been the best thing about the conference, he just said catching up with old friends. Yeah. And Charles is South African of origin, but he's been in Australia now for well over 20 years. And I was quite, not taken aback, but very pleasantly surprised at his comment, because I'm a very personable guy myself.
Yes, but you are.
thank you. It piqued my interest and made me realise how important it was to see some people I haven't seen for potentially 4 years back in the flesh again. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. That's great. And yeah, I'm sure there was plenty of people you knew because, you know, I mentioned it in the intro here, but you've been in this industry for quite a while.
26 years.
Yeah, that's a good long time. That's great. So you might have met one or two people along the way.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. Plus all the extensive travel, it's been very rewarding. I love the industry. It gets in your blood for sure.
I agree. Yeah, that is great. And so on the technology side, because, you know, this is a big event and we get to see a lot of new technologies on at that conference. Is there anything that stood out maybe on the, I don't know, robotic side? I know we had a drone at our booth. Anything you can share on that?
Yeah, sure. I think the drone was very well received. I know this sounds very a nepotistic remark, but believe it or not, the Hydra 2, our new edition of Hydroform to replace the original Hydroform, was in the end, and I'm being quite honest here, is that our sales specialists were actually literally fighting over who was going to do the next demo. It was quite quite amazing, and I was included in that too. We're all blowing each other out of the way to do the next demo. It's such a nice piece of equipment. It's so wonderful to see. How do I put this? It was so wonderful to see the feedback from the field or the coalface being actually realised in an actual scanner. So all the feedback over the past like 4, 5, 6 years have been added into this particular scanner. So that was really gratifying. I come from a mechanical engineering background, so it's great seeing something like that.
Yeah, and for people listening who might not know about the Hydroform, so Hydroform is a phased array corrosion scanner, and so you're able to map the corrosion, you know, within a pipe, for example, using phased array ultrasound. But there was a previous version of Hydroform that existed for, I don't know, a good 12, 13 years, maybe. Very popular out there, very present in the industry, but now that's the new version of the Hydroform, and so that's the one you're talking about, which had the feedback from, you know, about 10, 12 years in the industry. And so that's great to hear that it was well received.
It was so well received, we're actually selling units before we even had part numbers on the system. So
It's not out yet, guys.
No, we didn't even have a price. So it was very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, absolutely. The other, I think, key thing was it's actually it's an international show, the APC. Yeah. So we had delegates in from obviously the States, from ASNT, and, you know, the Japanese delegation, Taiwanese, Singaporese delegation in. And you know, on our own booth, we even had the esteemed Dali Souza and Simone Alain. And I've known Simone for many, many years now. And it was really wonderful having them on our booth. And we had Prasanth, our level three from Singapore. And it really made it an international event, even amongst the evident staff. It was an international event, so that was also really, really interesting.
That's right. Yeah, that's great to hear. Exactly, being able to have our experts from different corner of the planet, it's it definitely brings a lot of value there. So again, thank you so much for taking the time to interview people over there, to share this experience with us, because not everybody was able to attend it, obviously. It's very far. So I personally really appreciated the interviews that you provided, because it made me feel like I was able to join you over there. And so, thanks again for being able to provide that for us.
It was a lot of fun. It really was.
All right. So now let's listen to those interviews.
Hi, everyone. This is Graham Maxwell from Evident Australia. We're doing a series of podcasts from the Asia Pacific NDT conference in Melbourne, Australia. And joining me today is David Swade of Coosa Technical. G'day, David.
G'day, Graham.
How are you?
I'm going well.
That's great. Fantastic. Today, I'd like to ask you a few questions about your training academy. What sort of trends are you seeing in the NDT training space?
Well, at the moment, Australia's appears to be suffering from a real skill shortage, particularly in non-destructive testing. And it's quite interesting trying to help out some of the companies meet their challenge. And one of the trends we're seeing is doing a condensed training programs to have a bit more of a more rapid pathway for junior technicians to move into senior roles. And that can involve quite a bit more of a larger investment in terms of time and money.
Okay. Oh, that's terrific. Fantastic. What sort of headwinds or challenges do you think are going to be coming in the next 2 to 3 years?
I think meeting the backstop, I think in Australia, there's due to the retirement of some old veteran technicians, there's a real backlog, and not a lot of the industry is addressing that, and perhaps hasn't addressed it as those old seasoned players have retired. Mm. And there may be a bit of a cliff in terms of skills, and it's something that can't be bridged instantly either. It takes a long time to build up a lot of experience. That's probably the biggest one.
I think the average age of an NDT technician in Australia is about 50, 54, 55 years old.
Right, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, that's right.
It's definitely aging. There's no two ways about that. No, that's very interesting. What is industry sort of asking of Coosa Technical? What sort of trends are they asking you to approach?
I think in a blue sky scenario, they would like to have someone off the street, fully billable, fully skilled, and fully client ready within a couple of weeks, which is probably a bit of a reach. And in place of that, we do the best we can, but some of that still can't be replaced with actual experience out in the field. In those places, we're developing a couple of accelerated experience programs that are still fully approved by the certification bodies, where we're trying to brings into a bit of a next topic, some changes. We're trying to emphasize the real world testing conditions that exist out in the field, trying to bring that back into the classroom, trying to really up the industry readiness of technicians. And also, in addition to that, we've got a lot of the certification for companies is treated as a bit of a maximum in the sense that we need some technicians, we need them certified, and then that's that. But that's not often enough to actually meet the real world expectations for testing. And we're trying to develop a couple of programs at the moment with some of our key clients to address that shortage, and developing custom training programs for specific procedures and techniques that are outside of the framework of formal certification, but will meet the actual needs of the clients.
I think it's always a challenge when you've got a technician, they sort of expected to do everything within 2 weeks, and it's very difficult.
It's a reach. It's a big bridge to cross. Take someone in, perhaps they may or may not be suited to that kind of level. I always say that there are two types of technicians in non-destructive testing. You get the guys that are the get it done type technicians who will push through the work and perhaps not be dotting all of the I's and crossing all the T's. And then you get the other kind of technician who on a Christmas Eve at the family get together reads the inside lid of the Monopoly box board and says free parking doesn't actually exist. and that you so want to be
true.
That one.
So true. At the conference, David, what's sort of piqued your interest here at the Australian Pacific Conference?
It's been a great conference. Perhaps a combination of the new equipment that's being brought out by some of the key manufacturers, equipment manufacturers, but also sharing the hunger for new ways of learning. We've got a couple of interesting demos that a lot of our clients and customers are quite interested in, showing new ways that we can teach.
It's certainly, for an Asia Pacific conference, it's been very well attended.
Right.
Yeah. Well, David, we might just wrap it up there, and thank you very much for your time.
It's been my pleasure, Glenn.
Hi, everyone. This is Graham Maxwell of Evident Australia coming to you from the Asia Pacific NDT conference in lovely Melbourne, Australia. Joining me today is Charles Perry, Principal Technical Consultant of SRG Global, formerly of ALS. G'day, Charles. How's it going?
Good, Graham. Good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, mate. What sort of challenges are you seeing in the NDT space at the moment?
There's quite a few, but I think the main one that I've encountered recently, or not recently, but over the last few years, is more and more need to inspect equipment while it is still in operation and online. And that has many challenges. So it has challenges of where to inspect, what to inspect, but more importantly, there's high temperatures involved. That creates a lot of challenge for us with inspection and testing.
Okay. So your customers, the asset owners, what are they asking you for?
Well, they're asking us to support them to shorten shutdowns. That means more inspections online. They're asking us to mobilize really experienced teams, and there's a major shortage of experienced, qualified people in the industry, and they're asking us to bring new technology to them. And it's a constant search of where we're at with the technology. And so if we don't do that, we don't keep up to date with what's available, then we're not providing the state-of-the-art service to our customers. They want what's out there, and they want to use it. Clients want to use technology, no doubt.
It's certainly, I know that's been a major focus for you over the years, and that's your role going forward. Let's take fast forward maybe 2 or 3 years. Where do you see the market heading?
Well, I see this talk about 4.0 robotics taking over, but I don't believe that that'll ever happen, because we need a lot of communication. And communication between what data we're collecting and how we collect it, and then how we present that to the client. And I think so the technology will move to the point where we may have more kind of continuous monitoring. We may have more online monitoring and managing data, so early warning signs of damage. But I do think that the industry is going to suffer from a shortage of personnel and skilled technicians able to deliver the services that our clients are going to need.
Tell me, what's been the favourite aspect of the Asia Pacific show for you?
Well, I think first and foremost, meeting old friends and colleagues from around the country, because like yourself, Graham, you know, we see each other from time to time, but it's good to spend a couple of days just communicating and shaking hands and meeting old faces. And it's been great just to see that. But again, it's an ageing industry, and a lot of people I've known for many, many years. You can't believe that, you know, you get into the end of your career rather than starting your career.
So. It's certainly starting to go that way, isn't it?
Yes.
Charles, I might call it there. I thank you very much for your time, mate, and have a great rest of the
show. Thanks, Graham.
Hello, everybody. This is Graham Maxwell from Evident Australia, recording a little podcast here from the Asia Pacific NDT conference in Melbourne, Australia. And joining me this morning is Mark Wellen, the General Manager of Training from ATAR. ATAR is the premier and largest NDT training academy in Australia. How are you this morning, Mark?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Very well indeed. Tell me, Mark, what is industry asking of ATAR these days?
Good quality training, up-to-date training. Get a lot of questions on when are we looking at putting on courses for the newer methods or the exciting new techniques that are out there. So yeah, that's a lot of the questions that are coming through.
Yeah, very interesting. And from a student perspective, what are they looking to get out of your courses?
Students are looking to get knowledge, current, but also good quality knowledge, fair treatment in their examination processes, and just a general introduction. It depends also on where they are in their journey through NDT. If they've already been in the industry quite some time, they already have some methods under their belt, they're looking to get into another type of method or step up from level two to level three. It depends on a case-by-case individual student need.
Mm. Oh, that's fascinating. Tell me, with COVID, we're just coming out of COVID, of course. What were maybe some of your learnings or takeaway from the COVID experience?
I think the distance put between everybody, that was a challenge, obviously, in delivering face-to-face training. But developing distance learning, online content, and those sorts of things which we've developed and are running, it's still, training's still possible. The technology is now evolved in such a way that we can offer training in face-to-face, obviously, but those remote things via the internet, via those sorts of mediums, that we've got a lot more options these days. In Australia being so large, the distance between students and training providers is a real thing that affects us. It's very expensive to travel and to come to major hubs from some of the rural places. So.
No, that's very interesting, Mark. Tell me, what are your takeaways from this particular Will International Conference? What have you enjoyed seeing?
Some of the newer concepts and papers delivered here, some of the research being done at universities around the world is quite fascinating. The speed of technology and the new things that are coming that aren't even being considered yet are fascinating. I'm really excited about the future of NDT.
No, it's certainly been the same for me as well. It's been a terrific conference and a wonderful sessions for learning for everybody concerned. Look, Mark, thank you very much for your time this morning, and I look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks, Graham.
Hi, everyone. It's Graham Maxwell here from the Asia Pacific NDT Conference in lovely Melbourne, Australia. Joining me today for a chat is Richard Stocker from NMAC, formerly Stork Asset Care. G'day, Richard. How are you?
Good, Graham. Thanks for having us along, mate.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure indeed. Mate, just if you give us some insights into how you're seeing the NDT industry at the moment in Australia, what are you being asked by your customers to provide at the moment?
I think a common theme for us is definitely non-intrusive inspection. I think that's, you know, taking the forefront, putting less people in harm's way. Obviously, if you can keep up with the technology and you can get clever enough technicians that can run the gear, then you can do very well and do very good things with your clients. Obviously, the assets in Australia are getting a bit older as well now. The market's becoming a bit more mature as our clients are, so they really want to see that high-end technology and rely on that high-end analysis to plan, you know, the life cycle of their assets.
I see with Stork being taken over by NMAC, it's a trend where you're bringing asset integrity into the EPC space again. How do you think that will look going forward?
Look, we strategically moving towards these whole of service sort of line offerings. We're seeing more and more appetite, particularly in the maintenance market, more so for clients to want to engage with less contractors, to see less margin on margin, for example, and to basically get end-to-end solutions from people. And an example I'll give you is, you know, we will quite often work on corrosion under insulation programs where we will come in, we'll inspect without removing insulation, and then make decisions on those assets, so pipelines or vessels, on whether we're going to remediate or whether we're going to come and fix them. And that could be painting and blasting. It could be replacing sheet metal and insulation, and sometimes coated welding to replace. So we're seeing a huge appetite for clients to be able to take a step back on managing that sort of workflow and handing that over and letting professional companies do it.
I think that's a really cohesive sort of approach going forward. Tell me, in the next 2 to 3 years, what sort of challenges do you think, you know, we'll be asked to meet maybe in 3 years' time?
Yeah, so I think in Australia in particular, labour's getting more and more difficult. I think the unemployment rate is incredibly, incredibly low. It's incredibly hard to get a rental. We know everyone knows that at the moment for housing. So it's getting harder and harder to attract people in from other countries because they simply can't afford it in a lot of instances. And I think, yeah, labour's a big one. We focus quite heavily on, staged approach to the way we resource our contracts. We run traineeship, government traineeship programs, where we sort of take our technicians beyond just getting their NDT qualifications. We put them through a Cert 3 in engineering and various other qualifications. So we're looking at that. We're looking at upskilling our high-end technicians and people that are showing real promise and a willingness to learn. And then obviously we bring in talent where we can't grow it quick enough within the team. So, yeah, very, very tough at the moment. And I think there's no silver bullet, but I think if you look at it from a few different angles, you can meet the resourcing requirements.
No, I think I agree with you. I think that definitely there's going to be a challenge coming in the market in that space for sure. Tell me, we're obviously at the Asia Pacific Conference. What sort of piqued your interest here at the conference, Richard?
It's been a long time since I've been a practicing technical person or technician. So for me, it's been really fantastic to meet with friends, industry partners, guys that I've either worked with or competed with, I guess, in the NDT space. And it's been really nice to see the global community back as well. I think we're starved of that. Everyone talks about the pandemic. I get a bit of pandemic fatigue talking about it. But in this instance, we had to put the conference back a couple of years because of that. And obviously people weren't traveling. We actually noticed that we had a lot of very, very late registrations as well. So, in the past, people would register early, get your early bird pricing and lock yourself into a conference where I guess nowadays people are worried about if they can fly, if planes are going to be running, flights not cancelled, so people are booking much later. And yeah, just good to see everyone here.
No, I totally agree with you, Richard. It's wonderful to come together with people that we've known for many, many years and catch up again after such a difficult period. Look, thank you very much for your time today, Richard. It's been terrific, mate.
No, thank you.
All right, cheers.
That's it for today's show. We hope you enjoyed this special seat at the APC NDT conference. As Graham mentioned, it's so great to be able to see our small NDT family gather like this globally, especially after taking it for granted for many years. So I guess the saying is true, absence do make the heart grow fonder. Thanks for listening today and for continuing to contribute in making this world safer. Bye for now.